Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chalo Daf Tetzayin in the Hoyz Vador edition, Perek Rishon, starting Halacha Vav. Zok the Mishnah. Hachalo ve'atrumo chayovim alem miso v'choymish. Chalo and truma have the same din. If someone eats them, if a zar eats them, or someone eats a betumo, it's chayav miso. And a zar eats him, needs to pay choymish, has to pay an extra 25%. And this applies to both chalo and truma. Basur luzoim, another halacha they both have, that a zar cannot eat it. And the chiddush here is, even if it's a chatzi shear, that's not, there's no miso on it, still can't eat it. Ve'em nichsei koyin, and it belongs to the koyin, you can use it to mekadesh ha'isho. Ve'oyulim be'echadu me'ov, it falls into 100 chulin, so then it's cancelled. If it's less than 100, it's not cancelled. Ve'tuni mechitzas yadayim, you have to wash your hands before you eat it. The word viraglaim over here is a mistake. The Arif Shemesh, you need to, if a Kohen became Tameh, he can't eat it the day that he became Tar, until the evening, until there's the sun sets. The Eini Tolim in a Torah la Tameh. You can't make Truma or Chala from Tar on Tameh fruits. Why? Elo min amukov. So the way Reb Chaim explains is because you need to do it min amukov. You need to have that the Truma and the Chala will be touching the fruits that they're coming to fix. And if it needs to touch it, and the fruits are Tameh, and the Truma and Chalo, while touching it, they will become Tameh as well. So that's why you don't do from Torah on Tameh. Umin adover ha-gomer. And it needs to be something finished, not in the middle of the process. Ha-imer kol goyni Truma v'chol isosi Chalo, says, my entire grain is Truma, or my entire dough is Chalo. Lo yomar kluma che'ishar miktsas, that doesn't work, you need to leave some, which will not be Truma, will not be Chalo. So the Gemara, Abiyudin and Pazev, Chalim b'shem, Shmuel bar Yitzchok, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Chala, I would say chulinu. It's already chulin. Why? Because we already took out the truma and maisus. So right now, this dough is chulin. Hayit yomer mutar legalgil bayam. So therefore, I would think you allow to be mezalzan in it. You can treat it with no chashivas of gedusha. That's why I have to tell you, hachala v'atruma chavim aleim miso v'choymish, that you have miso v'choymish, not only v'atruma, but also v'chala, and azar cannot eat it. So the Gemara, Esther mitzvahs Adam oisat shelo yoichal pruso. There's 10 mitzvahs a person fulfills before he eats a piece of bread. What are the 10 mitzvahs? Mishum lo tachrish, not to plow with kilayim. Baal tizra, not to plant kilayim. Baal tachsoim, not to muzzle the animal who is working in the field. And then the 3 mitzvahs you do with anim, leket shichcho peyo. So leket is what falls while you're picking up. Shicha is things won't forget in the field. And Peyo is the corner of the field. Truma, my Sarisha, my Sasheni, the 3 matonas for Koyanim Levim. And then Chalo, Chalo is the 10th. Habitzchok, Biyodi, Osi. The grind over here changes the gear to something that makes a little more sense in terms of the flow. Kad Osi Lemesha, when he started eating, Poshidu Liyoda, Soyetz Beos. He raised up his 10 fingers. So Yitzchok came to eat the bread, he picked up his 10 fingers and said, I fulfilled 10 mitzvahs before I came to eat this bread. So the Gemara Amud Beis, Chalo ala koil, Truma ala koil. When you do Chalo and do Truma, he has to have intention, it should be moitzi everything. Every single piece which is here, the Chalo should be moitzi it and the Truma should be moitzi it. Truma la Hashem, the Shem HaMiyuchod, learn from the Pasuk Truma la Hashem. They need to do l'shem Hashem, and this is a remez for the bracha. They need to say birkas bracha when you do the truma. Minayin shalos sekluma cheishar miktas. How do you know you have to leave some over in order and not to do the whole thing truma and chala? Talmud loyim mireishis v'loy kol reishis. It says b'chala mireishis arisoyisechem from the beginning of the arisoyisechem. Hashem mireishis some of it, not the entire thing. And truma learns from chala according to the Yerushalmi. Hadron Chamish Advarim, that's the end of the first parak of Meseches Chalo, and we're starting now the second parak. Peiris Chutzot Shenichesu Lohoritz Chayovim Bechalo. One brought fruit, brought grain from Chutzot Eretz Yisroel's Chayam and Chalo. Why? Because what's with Chayam and Chalo? The Gilgal, when you make the dough. The dough was done in Eretz Yisroel. Yotzu, what about the opposite? He took fruits of Eretz Yisroel, he took it to Chutzot, and there he did the Gilgal. So Yotzu Mikan Lasham. Whatever is has any association with Eretz Yisrael, it's Chayav and Chala. Kiva says you go only Basa the Gilgul, and because the Gilgul is done in Chutzlaretz, you're Potter min Chala. Over Chutzlaretz Shabo B'Sfino Lo'aretz, you have earth coming from Chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael in a boat, and as the Chayav puts out, there is a hole in the boat where the earth is breathing from the bottom of the water from Eretz Yisrael. We're talking here the area in the water, the area in the sea or in a river, which is considered to be Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara is going to explain. So if he has off, he has the sand in the boat and it's breathing from Eretz Yisrael, Chayav and Maestros of Shvi, has din of Eretz Yisrael, and it's Chayav and Maestros and Shmito. Only if the boat is touching the ground, touching the earth beneath the water. But if not, not. Rida holds, if it's floating on the water is considered to be space. And you don't say that the earth in the boat is connected to the earth below the water, below the sea level. It needs to be literally touching, it needs to be that the boat touches it. If you make a dough with juice, in other words, not with water, but with fruit juice, even though it's not water, but it doesn't get tumah, because tumah gets only if it touched water, never touched juice. So we can touch it with hands which are tameh. A woman can be mafresh chalo even though she's naked, because easily she can cover her erva by putting her feet together, and she can do the bracha. The ish cannot cover his erva, and therefore he can't do fashas chalo, because he needs to say a bracha. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi chalo, daf tzayin.